Is that the same thing as a cobbler?
Yeah, well, a cobbler, cobbler has a pie is just the top and the bottom, the crust.
Yes, ma'am.
But a cobbler, I think, has part of the I would call it the crust, all through it.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I see.
So you put something in. It's part of the stuff that you make up the milk, and I mean the crust that you make up, you put part of that in the pie. But that's the cobbler.
Yes, ma'am.
But the pie would just have the top and bottom crust, and the other would be just the regular
season. Yes, ma'am. I see. What do you call those trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Plow? Well, a trench or a ditch.
Mm. Have you ever heard people call them the furrows?
I don't know much about farming. Furrows.
Uh-huh.
Well, I imagine so. Well, furrows, I thought that they were making rolls in it, don't they?
I see. Yeah, that's right.
When they make furrows.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if a farmer has a piece of land with a lot of trees and bushes on it, and he wants to put it to cultivation, you say he did what to it to get the bushes and trees off?
Well, he cut them down. He had to get somebody help him to cut them down.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you cleared it?
He'd have to clear them.
Right.
Make it clear.
Right. Say if a cow is going to have a calf, you'd say that cow is going to do what? If she's expecting, you say she's...
I don't know.
I was just wondering if you'd ever heard the expression, she's going to come fresh or freshen or...
No, I haven't ever heard that.
Haven't heard that.
No.
I see. Yeah.
That means she assumes have plenty of milk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people around here talk about bottom land?
Yes, I've heard some talk about bottom land.
What is that?
Well, it's the bottom land that I know of is easily overflowed with water.
I see.
Mm-hmm. It's a place out in the Delta. You hear them call say out in the Delta.
Right.
Well, they all used to call it the bottom.
Hmm.
When I was a kid coming up, mm-hmm. they never said I didn't know anything about the Delta.
Yes, ma'am.
I live out in the bottom.
The bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The water, where they come from? The water run them out the bottom, ran them out the bottom. That's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear people around here use the word meadow?
Meadow.
Meadow.
Meadow, very seldom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've... Only here, only when reading or something kind, because I think in teaching I'd have to take time out with the children in the rural and tell them what a meadow is.
What about swamp?
Same thing. They go, well, they knew, they got pretty good about a swamp because so many times they go down the swamp to hunt and do things like that. They tell me about the swamp.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people use the word marsh around here?
Marsh.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very little.
Mm-hmm.
Very little. Huh?
Does that mean about the same thing as a swamp to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I see. Have you ever seen these things that men could use to sharpen a knife on? Some kind of rock?
Yeah, they call it them. I can't think of what that rock is called.